This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We wanted to host this meeting so that the community really felt involved in what we were doing. Oftentimes, we don't necessarily keep them in the loop with services available or what we are doing. We wanted to bring them together, explain to them some of the things that we are doing from the police department point of view, some of the things we are doing for the investigation, some of the services available to them. I thought the community that turned out, I thought it was a great turnout. They asked multiple questions. A lot of it, too, would focus on the mental health. This was a very large critical incident. A lot of times people aren't exposed to this sort of thing. I thought the one big takeaway from our mental health professionals was to rely on your neighbors. Get out and check on each other. If you're doing great with something, it doesn't mean that your friend next door is. So I thought the community interaction of simply helping each other was fantastic.
And I was about to say, this is a pretty significant crowd that we had here today. I mean, it seems like everybody locally who has either been impacted or maybe even just personally just cautious about it are really speaking up and like trying to, you know, help each other out here.
Yes, it was nice. This is the first time we've done something like this, and we didn't know what to expect. I think the biggest goal when we first started this was just getting the community to not feel forgotten. Oftentimes from the police and the fire perspective, we'll have meetings post-incident, we'll talk about things, and the people who were directly involved and affected by this maybe aren't brought in as much as they should. So it was nice to bring them into our loop and to talk to them about what we could talk about, and just so that they know that they're not forgotten.
This is still under investigation, correct?
Correct. This is under investigation, and that's the one thing we hope people do understand. We are very hesitant and cautious about what we say. We don't like saying things that turn out to be incorrect. So as much as we want to reassure public safety, we also hope that people understand that these things take time. Our fire investigators are fully trained. They are excellent at what they do. With the assistance of the other agencies, they are going to complete a thorough, proper investigation, and just the sheer magnitude and the number of things that need to be looked into is going to take time. We have reports we're waiting on, and once we have all of that, that's when it will be official. But again, we hope that people understand that this is happening every day, and as soon as we have everything that we need, we will put out the results.
So based off of, I guess, the results from today, do you feel like maybe another one of these should be necessary in the future, or do you think this kind of helped encapsulate a lot of the current concerns that people had?
I think this is something that we will definitely have on our radar going forward. If it's another meeting regarding this incident, once we have more information, we may schedule another one specific to this incident. When hopefully we never have anything like this ever again. Hopefully we never have a critical incident. If we do, I think this was a great test run, so to say, and it will be on our radar to conduct these more often.
All right, Captain, and then just to wrap it up, is there anything else that you would like to share that maybe I didn't ask you about?
I would just like to praise the people who live in this neighborhood over here on West Lane. The support they're showing for everyone in the community was fantastic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.